Grab your Bible tonight, turn to 1 Timothy tonight. We're going to try to finish chapter number 4. 1 Timothy chapter number 4, last verse of 1 Timothy chapter number 4. 1 Timothy chapter number 4. Church, I mean, you remember that in chapter number 4 had three major sections. The divisions are really divided up by the word these things. It's mentioned three times in this passage. In verses 1 through 6, put the brethren in remembrance of these things. Verses 7 through 11, these things command and teach. And verse 12 through 15, meditate upon these things. I want to look at the last verse in verse number 16 tonight. And this will be our message from this particular verse. Verse number 16. There we go. All right. Look at verse number 16 with me. Here's what it says. It says, take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. Since the message is one verse tonight, would you read it out loud with me? Let's do it together. Begin. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. We'll concentrate on that last phrase tonight. Save thyself and them that hear thee. Let's ask the Lord tonight to speak to all of us tonight. Heavenly Father, thank you for the Bible. Thank you that every word is powerful in the sense that you said it, and you've got a purpose for each word. I ask you to please help us not to miss the purpose for our lives tonight. Strengthen, guide, direct, Lord, tonight. Give us the words to say. Would you allow the Holy Spirit to speak to people tonight? If there's somebody lost, come to Christ. Those who are saved, Father, Lord, to be strengthened and built up in their faith tonight. Thank you again for your word. Use it now in our hearts and lives. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Paul and Timothy, very unique relationship. They weren't physically related, but Paul was what we would refer to as Timothy as this, Paul's son in the faith. They had a, if I can say, a ministerial relationship. They were close. There are certain people that I would call in the ministry. Now, my father was the one I would call at the time while he was alive, and since then there are a few couple other people that in the ministry, if I've got a question or I'm concerned about making a proper decision, that I might call them. Well, Paul and Timothy had that kind of relationship. And so Paul, obviously it's a book of the Bible. It's written for us. It's under the inspiration of God. But Paul was writing Timothy when he wrote these things. Now think about the phrase here. We're looking at one verse tonight, this one verse, verse 16. Paul's statement to Timothy is, save thyself and them that hear thee. Now remember now, Timothy is speaking to the church at Ephesus. We would be called the pastor of this church at Ephesus, and Paul is writing to him and saying, now, Timothy, if you're going to help them, you better help you. And if you're going to help you, or if you don't help you, you won't be able to help them. He said, save thyself and them that hear thee. Parent, tonight, this verse is applicable to you. If you're not going to save... Now, but can I stop and say this quickly? He's not talking about salvation when he says, save thyself. And the reason we know that is because of Ephesians 2, 8, 9. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of. So he's not telling Timothy, save yourself in this idea of salvation, because it can't be talking about that, because he says very clearly in Ephesians 2, 8, 9 that it's by grace that you're saved. Your works can't do it. You can't do anything that Christ has done at all. So he's not talking about salvation. This word save here means to deliver, to protect. So here he's talking to Timothy, and he says, now, Timothy, you need to save yourself. Now, hey, not a long message tonight, but there's three points tonight, all right? It's all in that one verse. He is going to tell Timothy how to save himself and save them that hear him, to deliver oneself and deliver those who hear him, protect oneself and protect those who hear them. Now, I want to get to the conclusion before I give the message tonight. I just want to remind you how important it is for you to save yourself, because you're not going to save anybody else unless you save yourself first. And I'm not talking about salvation. I'm not talking about whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. I'm talking about your protection as a Christian. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary who? Exactly. And so the devil wants to destroy you as a Christian. And how does he do that? Sometimes through discouragement. Sometimes he does it through temptation. Sometimes he does it through an offense. But what's the devil doing? The devil's out. Watch me tonight. It doesn't matter if you're a young person or old person tonight. The devil wants to destroy your life. He doesn't want you in church. He doesn't want you raising your children for God. He doesn't want you to have fellowship with God. He's doing everything he can to break. He can't break relationship, praise the Lord, but he's doing everything he can to break your fellowship, having God's answers to prayers in your life and having God's power and blessing and being an instrument used of God. Satan doesn't want that. Satan wants you to be useless as a Christian. Remember what Paul said? He said, but I keep under my body, 1 Corinthians 9:27. But I keep under my body and bring it into subjection. That word subjection means to beat black and blue. But bring it into subjection. Lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. Now, I want to tell you, there's a lot of Christian castaways in the Christian faith. And I want to tell you, it's the devil. The devil doesn't want you to make it. He's your adversary. He wants to destroy you. He wants you to turn about face and turn away from God. So when he's talking to Timothy, what's he saying? Timothy, save yourself. Protect yourself. Deliver yourself. Not only you, and them that hear thee. Now, quickly before I get to the message tonight, those three thoughts tonight, I want you to think about tonight, them that hear thee. The person at work that hears you. They've seen your testimony in your life and in your words. Can I tell you, if you don't save yourself, you're not going to save them that hear thee. And yes, that's a lost person at work. What about your children tonight? Can I tell you that there's been a lot of young people who have gone wayward and have gotten completely out of church because their parents did, or because their parents didn't stay right with God? Sometimes it's the preacher. Sometimes it's another church member. I just want you to understand, we all influence somebody. And so tonight, I want you to think about that. Paul talking to Timothy, save yourself and them that hear thee. Now, how do you do that? I want you to look at your Bible again. An interesting word called this. Verse number 16, here's what it says. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine, continue in them, for in doing this. So what's Paul telling Timothy here? That what's the this that he says you need to do in order to save yourself and them that hear thee? Three things that are mentioned in the first three phrases there. Very, very obvious. He says, number one, take heed to thyself. Again, number two, I know he says, and unto the doctrine. He uses the word conjunction, and. But let's just go ahead and add to the conjunction. Let me back up. Verse 16 again says, take heed unto thyself, number one. Number two, take heed unto the doctrine. And number three, continue in them. For in doing this, thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. Now, church family tonight, young person tonight, teenager tonight, Christian tonight, I want to remind you tonight that we're in a warfare. He said, fight the good fight of faith. And I want to tell you, the only way you're going to save yourself and them that hear thee is doing the same three things that Paul told Timothy you better make sure you do. All right, number one. Are you with me tonight? Say amen. Amen. This phrase, number one, take heed to thyself, is mentioned 8 times in Scripture. Other than this one, the other 7 times, it's very interesting, 5 of them is God speaking to Israel. Take heed to yourself, lest you serve false God. Take heed to yourself, lest you forget the Levite. Take heed to yourself. And he goes through several things with them, God speaking to Israel. One of the times is Pharaoh talking to Moses. Moses, take heed to yourself. I see you again, I'm killing you. This particular time, Paul, speaking to Timothy, he says, take heed to thyself. And the idea here, the word take heed, means to pay attention, to take hold of, to be focused on. Take heed to yourself. Hey, Christian. Remember what Solomon said, and now this is when he was young, Song of Solomon, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes. Song of Solomon written when he was a young person. Proverbs written when he was in his middle age. Ecclesiastes written when he was an old man. Song of Solomon in his youth, what did he say in Song of Solomon 1:6? He says, they made me the keeper of the vineyard, but what? My own vineyard have I not kept. They made me the keeper of the vineyard, but my own vineyard have I not kept. Hey, I can't stress enough tonight that if you're going to save yourself and them that hear thee, you better take heed to yourself. You know, we get so busy, watch me tonight, we get so busy trying to make sure everybody else is right, we're so busy trying to pull the mote out of somebody else's eye instead of getting the beam out of our own eye. Are you with me tonight?
Yeah.
Hey, I want to tell you something. Self-examination is the best examination. Boy, as a teacher, you know, a teacher used to get up and says, you know, I'm really sad to have to give this test to you today. And I'm thinking, if you're that sad, you take it. You know, giving the test is not like taking the test. And I want to tell you what you need to do is you need tonight is do some self-examination. And by the way, it's not just a one-time deal. But he says, take heed to yourself. In other words, Timothy, I want to tell you it's very, very important. If you're going to help people, you better help yourself. If you've ever been on an airplane, you know what they say every time. They go through the same safety instructions every time you get on an airplane. Every time, without fail. You can almost quote it. They teach you what a seatbelt is. Isn't that a blessing? And they say, if this cabin loses pressure from above you, oxygen mask will fall down, and please place the mask over your head and secure it. If a child is on the plane with you, make sure that you put the mask upon yourself first, then on your child. I have actually, the last time I flew, it was just a couple weeks ago, and it was interesting because the person right in front of me, the stewardess comes up to me, the seat right in front of me, comes up to me, looks over to the lady, child in front of me, lady in the other seat, I'm behind them, and stewardess comes up and leans over and says, ma'am, you do know that if we lose pressure and the mask falls, you must put it on you first. Now, why is that? Well, you can't very well get a mask on your child if you don't have a mask on you. In other words, if you're not breathing, you're not going to help them breathe. And I want to tell you spiritually, if you're not right spiritually, you're not going to help anybody else spiritually. And that's why it's so important for you to read the Bible on a regular basis and spend time in prayer on a regular basis and walk with God on a regular basis and be a witness for Christ on a regular basis and keep your spirituality level up. Hey, I want to tell you something, parent. You can't give your children what they need spiritually if you're not what you are spiritually. You know why? Because our children, like almost everybody else, can spot hypocrisy in a heartbeat. Get up and have your devotions, and they're thinking in the back of their mind, I've never seen you read your Bible. Pay attention in church, and they see you sleeping. Hey, I'm telling you tonight, it is so important for us as Christians to make sure that we're what we're supposed to be spiritually. And I want to tell you, it doesn't matter if you're a parent, it doesn't matter if you're a teenager tonight, it doesn't matter if you're a young person tonight. What's Paul telling Timothy? Timothy, I want to tell you something. It's real important. If you're going to help anybody save yourself and save them that hear you, what you need to do is, number one, you need to make sure that you take heed to yourself. Christian tonight, have you ever been closer to God than you are right now? No. Has there been a time in your life? Thanks for answering that question, though. I appreciate that. I hope you answered it, too, just not out loud. Hey, spiritually speaking, can you remember where you're at right now? I mean, as far as reading your Bible and God speaking to you in a prayer time or getting direction from God as far as what he wants you to do. I'm going to take heed to yourself. This is what he's talking about. Second thing he says here is this. He says, not only number one, take heed to yourself if you're going to save yourself and save them that hear thee. But number two, he says, take heed unto the doctrine. Take heed unto the doctrine. It's very, very interesting to me how many times Paul talks about the doctrine to Timothy, both in 1 Timothy and 2 Timothy. In 1 Timothy 1, we started off with, that thou mightest, 1 verse 3, that thou mightest charge some that they teach no other doctrine. Chapter 4, verse 6, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine. First, we had this message, I think, last week, 4 and verse 13. Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Of this one you know by heart. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for what? Doctrine. And so here he's talking to Timothy, and he's talking about the word of God, and he's talking about instruction. The word doctrine means instruction. How important it is for us. Hey, if you cease to learn, you cease to what? Lead. We've got to continually be taking in so that we can continually be given out. Have you ever used a sponge before? You take that sponge and you put some water in it, and then you wring it out to usually try to use it. But you know what? After you use that sponge for a while, it starts to kind of dry out, and you got to go put more water in that sponge, wring it out so it's damp. And then you use that sponge a little bit more till it kind of dries out, and then you go put some more water on it. Well, isn't it interesting what the Bible says? It says, by the washing of the water of the word, Ephesians 5:28, John 15:3, now ye are clean through the word. The water, the scripture is a picture of water. I want to tell you something, this thing about doctrine, taking in instruction, study to show thyself approved, taking in the word of God as much as you possibly can. You know why? So you can give out. You are not going to be able to wring out the word of God unless you first of all put it in. All right? So here's what he's talking to Timothy. Timothy, if you're going to make it as a Christian, if you're going to make it as a minister and a leader, if you're going to make it as a preacher, then first of all, you've got to, number one, take heed to yourself, because if you don't save yourself, you're not going to save them that hear thee. He says, number two, if you're going to save yourself and them that hear thee, he says, number two, he says, take heed unto the doctrine. Listen into preaching when you have opportunities, not just church time, but listen to preaching and taking word studies and a word pops out in your devotions and following it through the scripture to find out what else the Lord's trying to teach you on that and memorizing a verse that the Lord kind of brought to mind while you were driving or possibly while you were reading and memorizing. What are you doing? Taking heed, paying attention to doctrine, instruction. What is the word of God saying to me? So he says, first of all, take heed to yourself. Second of all, he says, take heed to the doctrine, how important it is for us to take in instruction and to learn. Now, it's interesting here what he says in this third one. Look back at your Bible, verse number 16. Here's what he says. He says, take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this, doing what? Taking heed to thyself, taking heed to the doctrine, and continuing in them. For in doing this, thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. Now the word continue means to stay, means to remain, means to persevere. You know, there's been a lot of Christians who have gotten to a place in their life that they've kind of just stopped. Titus talks about maintaining. The Bible says three things about maintaining. If you maintain good works, the Bible says it's good. If you maintain good works, the Bible says it's profitable. If you maintain good works, the Bible says you're fruitful. But what happens in the Christian life, maintaining just simply means you're going forward. You're maintaining. You're doing what you're supposed to. Now, the Christian life, what you want to do is you want to gain. You don't want to just maintain. You want to go more than that. You want to gain. Now, the problem with a lot of Christians is this, is they stop maintaining. They stop having a regular diet of the Word of God. You read your three chapters a day. You read through your Bible in a year. Maybe you slacked off on that. So what's happening now is now you are no longer maintaining. There's really three groups of us, okay, spiritually speaking. Those that are not moving forward, those are who are maintaining, and then those who are gaining. There's a difference in the three. But what happens in the Christian life, if you're not careful, we've said 1,000 times, backsliding, slow gradual process. When I start to slow down in my spiritual life, and I'm not continuing in them, I'm not going to save myself or them that hear me. Continuing them. In other words, what am I continuing in? I'm going to continue in taking heed to myself. Where am I at spiritually? What am I doing for God? What did I not do today that I should have done? How many people crossed my path that I never even gave a track to? How many people that I talked to and had an opportunity to witness to that I didn't witness to? How many times could I have stopped and prayed for others and I didn't pray? Take heed to thyself. Timothy, where are you spiritually? Not only that, take heed to the doctrine. Take in as much of the instruction of the Word of God, as much as preaching. Take in as much as you possibly can. Pay attention to it. But then not only there, what does he say? Continue in them. So every day of my life, I have to do another reevaluation, examine myself. Every day, I have to continue in them. What do I have to do? I have to take heed to the doctrine. Myself, doctrine. Myself, doctrine. Myself, doctrine. What's the benefit of all that? I'll tell you what the benefit is. You're going to be alive spiritually 10 years from now, 15 years from now, 20 years from now, 25 years. Hey, what's the benefit of that? Hey, your children, them that are listening, they're going to be saved. They're going to be protected. They're going to be delivered from the devil. They're going to have an opportunity to serve God because they had a mom and dad who continually took heed to themselves and took heed to the doctrine. And they continued in that all of their life. And because they continued to do those things, they had children that were following behind that were listening and they were watching and they were doing because they had a mom and dad who continued in them. No perfect parents in here. There's times in all of our lives, watch me now, there's times in all of our lives that we lack taking heed to ourselves and taking heed to the doctrine. And what it does, it gives the devil an avenue and it hurts us spiritually. But you know what we're supposed to do is every day, Heavenly Father, Lord, I just need your help today. That's why he gave us the model prayer, I believe. That's a personal prayer. Hey God, I ask you to please help me today. I messed up. You know, there... In the mornings, I pray the model prayer, and you know, the day before, sometimes you look back, you know, because you're confessing your sins, and it's usually from the day before. And sometimes you look back and you think, man, why did I say that, or why did I do that? Now, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive, and that's a blessing. And praise the Lord. It's funny, I don't know where I was at. I think it was prison. Somebody asked me, how soon does God forgive you? That came from an inmate. How soon does God forgive you? I said, immediate, if you confess. And so I think back, and sometimes it gets kind of discouraging, although sometimes, some mornings you get up and you think, well, that was stupid. Why did I do that? And you say, God, would you please forgive me for doing that? I'm going to have to do that again today. You know, every time you do that, you know what that's really about? It's taking heed to yourself. Where am I at spiritually? You know, the problem with some Christians is this. They do no self-examination, and because of no self-examination, they're getting worse and worse and worse. They don't even know they're getting worse because they don't take time to say, where am I spiritually? Hey, I really believe that a Christian can go without reading their Bible day after day after day until all of a sudden they stop. What am I doing? That was dumb. I believe a Christian can go day after day and day and not pray. I'm not talking about just praying over your food. I'm talking about not pray. Praying for yourself, praying for others. And all of a sudden, I've had mornings I have to come to God and say, God, I didn't pray for the church family like I should have yesterday. Lord, would you please forgive me for that? Take heed to yourself. And then what does he say? Take heed to doctrine. Take in as much as you possibly can. I was reading this morning, I think it was. Did I do teacher devotions this morning, Josh? Solitary place? That was it. But I was reading my devotions this morning, and solitary is mentioned 5 times in Scripture. And that word solitary means lonesome. to be alone. And it says Jesus went into a solitary place. And that one verse had three things in it that Jesus did in order to find that solitary place. You know what that is? That's when you, and saying you do the same thing. It's taking heed to doctrine. It's paying attention when the scriptures, God speaks to you about something. Hey, don't, watch when I'm done. Don't allow yourself to let things go by and not see them happen. Where am I at spiritually? Take heed to yourself. And what is God speaking to me through doctrine, through instruction, through teaching? Help me not to miss that. And you know what I need to do? Watch now. I'm done. Continue in them. So if I'm ever going to, watch now, this is it. This is the whole synopsis of the verse. If I'm going to save me, deliver, protect. If I'm going to save, not salvation, but if I'm going to save me spiritually. And if I'm going to save them that hear me, then I take heed to yourself. Take heed to the doctrine. Take heed to yourself. Continue in them. Take heed to yourself. Take heed to the doctrine. Continue in them. Take heed to yourself. Take heed to the doctrine. Continue in them. Take heed. That's the only way you're going to make it as a Christian. Find out where you're at spiritually every day of your life. Create me a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within me. Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the door of my lips. Take heed to yourself. Take heed to the doctrine. Don't miss a service. Don't miss a devotional time. Don't miss an opportunity for you to listen to God's word. Continue in that. And you know what that does? Puts that protection around me to save me. And you know what it also does? It allows those who hear me, every child in my home, in this case, every church member, every time I stand before a class and teach, you know what that does? Protects them too. You know, there's some of you in here, you don't see it, and I don't even see it like I should, but there's so many of you in here that people are listening to you. And I don't know how else to put it because of what the verse says, but you are going to let a bunch of people down because you're not continuing. Take heed to myself. Take heed to the doctrine. Take heed to myself. Take heed to the doctrine. And if I continue in them, persevere in it, I'll save myself and every person that hears me. Would you bow your head and close your eyes tonight?